这是撒母耳记上。
We are recently reading the book of 1 Samuel according to a Bible schedule reading.
那上礼拜三啊，我们在查考约柜被掳。
And last Wednesday, we studied about how the ark was taken.
就是荣耀离开以色列。
And the glory departed from the Israelites.
啊，约柜送来送去啊，人都不敢要。
And after the ark went from one place to another, no one dared to use it.
因为送到庙里面，庙的偶像都倒了。
Because when they put it with the idols fell.
啊，送到腓力士人，腓力士人都生病了，也死了。
And when it went to the Philistines, they all became sick and died.
啊，神的同在对不配的人来说是一种审判。
But those who are not worthy of the abundance of God, it is a punishment for them.
啊，但是对配得的人来说是一种福气。
But for those who are worthy, it is a blessing.
啊，所以后来就他们就把约柜送回来。
And so they returned the ark.
啊，送回来啊，有个地方的人也不敢接受。
And there was a certain group of people that they did not dare accept it.
啊，那到最后啊，约柜送到另外一个地方。
And so then they sent the ark to another place.
啊，神就与他们同在。
And God was with them.
啊，他们就归向神。
And they turned to God.
啊，就得福气。
And they were blessed.
啊，那神就赐福给他们。
And God bless them.
啊，那在沙漠记上哈，从第九章开始。
Starting from chapter 9 of 1 Samuel.
啊，我们现在看第七章哈。
Let's look at chapter 7.
啊，沙漠记上第七章。
First Samuel chapter 7.
啊，十二节。
Verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called it Ebenezer, saying, Thus far the Lord has helped us.
这个地方说，他们在一个地方立名叫做以便以谢。
They were at a place and they named it Ebenezer.
就是神到今天都帮助我们。
Meaning, Thus far the Lord has helped us.
因为这个约柜抬回到这个地方。
For the ark had returned to this place.
然后他们又归向神。
And they had returned to God.
在第三章第三节，第七章三第三节。
If you look at chapter 7, verse 3.
他们一心归向神，然后把外邦的神亚斯他录从他们中间除掉，转向神。
So they returned to the Lord with all their heart, and they put away the foreign gods.
那这样的话，神就喜欢。
And God was pleased.
所以神就赐福气给他们。
So he blessed them.
他们就打败腓力士人。
So they were able to defeat the Philistines.
然后国中就太平。
And so there was peace in the land.
所以以便以谢就是说神都在帮助我们。
So Ebenezer means thus far the Lord has helped us.
那从第八章开始。
Starting from chapter 8.
我们看第六节经。
If you look at verse 6. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." So Samuel prayed to the Lord.
这个地方说他们求立一个王来治理他们。
Here they requested a king to judge them.
所以到后来神就允许就立了扫罗做他们的王。
So later on, God allowed their request and gave them Saul as king.
所以在第十章就高扫罗。
And so in chapter 10, Saul was anointed as king.
那这是王国的开始。
And this was the beginning of the nation.
所以从撒母耳记上记下列王记上记下，我们就看到很多的王。
So starting from 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, we see many kings.
这个王大概分作两类。
And there are two types of kings.
一个叫做好的王。
There were the good kings.
就是敬畏神。
Those who feared the Lord.
然后尊重神。
And those who obeyed God.
然后把偶像除掉。
And were able to destroy the idols.
洁净圣殿。
And they were able to establish the temple.
献祭侍奉神。
And offer sacrifices to God.
神就赐福给他们。
God bless them.
那大部分的王都是不好的王。
But most of the kings were not good.
这个不好的王就是拜偶像。
And they worship the idols.
那神就不喜欢他们。
And God was not pleased with them.
所以他们就受苦。
So they suffered.
那这个开始就是从列王记上的第八章。
So this started from 1 Kings chapter 8.
他们要求立一个王。
when they requested for a king.
那第一个王之前呢、啊，就是先知的时代。
Before the kings was the time of the prophets.
或者说士师时代。
Or the time of judges.
就是神用人来传达神的命令。
When God used men to proclaim His commandments.
那是神直接在带领他们。
And He led them directly.
那立王就是王在带领他们。
But once they had established a king, the king was the leader.
那扫罗当王以后
，After Saul was king，
我们看他，过了不多久就发生问题呀、
啊。You see that he encountered a problem not long after。
我们现在来看，撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to First Samuel。
撒母耳记上的十三章。
Chapter 13。
我们先看十二章。
Chapter 12.
撒母耳记上十二章。
First Samuel chapter 12.
从二十节一直到二十三节，请读。
Starting from verse 20 to 23. Verse 20. Then Samuel said to the people, "Do not fear. You have done all this wickedness. Yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart." Verse 21. And do not turn aside.For then you would go after empty things, which cannot profit or deliver, for they are nothing. 22. For the Lord would not forsake his people, for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. 23. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way.
这里撒母说他不停止为以色列百姓做两件事情。
Here, Samuel says he would not cease in doing two things for the Israelites.
第一个不停止为他们祷告。
First, he would not cease in praying for them.
第二个。
Second,
他要以善道正路指教他们。
He would teach them the good and right way.
那这两件事情非常重要。
These two matters are very important.
以善道以正路指教他们，所以他们的生活不会偏离神。
He was to teach them the good and right way so they would not deviate from God.
那不断为他们祷告，所以神可以带领他们，赦免他们。
And he would pray for them so God would guide them and have mercy and forgive them.
所以先知做这两件工作，虽然以色列百姓有软弱，但是神并没有离弃他们。
So because the prophet did these two things, even though the Israelites were weak, God did not depart from them.
那今天这两件工作也是我们能够做的。
Today we can do these two things too.
比方说我们在一个家庭里面。
For example, if we are in a family.
这个家庭就是我们在带领。
And we are leading this family.
要以善道来指教我们的家人。
We must teach our family the good and right way.
所以他们懂得敬畏神，远离恶事。
So they know to fear the Lord and depart from evil.
人生有很正确的方向。
And they have a very good and right direction in life.
第二个是不停止为我们家人祷告。
Second, we should not cease in praying for our family members.
是神会保守他们，赦免他们。
And God will keep them and forgive them.
那如果我们常常做两件事情，我们的家庭的信仰就得蒙保守。
If we do these two things, then we can keep the faith of our family members.
那十三章开始，扫罗当王。
Starting from chapter 13, when Saul became king.
我们看在第八节。
If you look at verse 8.
撒母耳记上十三章第八节，请。
First Samuel chapter 13 verse 8. Then he waited 7 days according to the time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him.
在第十章里面，撒母耳告诉扫罗。
In chapter 10, Samuel told Saul.
说你要在基甲等候。
That he was to wait for him at Gilgal.
然后他要将所做的事情来指示他。
And he told him the things that he would do.
在第十章的第八节。
If you look at chapter 10, verse 8.
请读。
Verse 8, you shall go down before me to Gilgal, and surely I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings and make sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days you shall wait till I come to you and show you what you should do.
那到第十三章第八节哈，扫罗照着撒母耳所定的，在那里等了七天。
And so later on in chapter 13, verse 8, we see that Saul did as Solomon as Samuel had commanded and waited 7 days.
那撒母耳还没有到基甲。
And Samuel did not come yet to Gilgal.
然后扫罗，百姓也离开扫罗散去了。
And the people had scattered from Saul.
一个当王的人，他最怕的就是周围的人离开他。
For a king, the thing that he fears the most is for the people to scatter from him.
这样他就没有在这个王这个国度里面当王了。
Then
he's, 大家都离开他。
Then he's no longer king in his nation because everyone has departed from him.
所以扫罗他要做一些事情。
So Saul needed to do some matters.
所以以色列百姓不会离开他。
So the Israelites would not depart from him.
所以在第九节。
If you look at verse 9, verse 9, so Saul said, "Bring a burnt offering and peace offerings here to me," and he offered the burnt offering.
第十节
Verse 10, now it happened as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering that Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him that he might greet him.
这个地方说扫罗献完祭，撒母耳就到了。
As soon as Saul had finished offering the sacrifice, Samuel arrived.
撒母耳就问他你做什么事。
And Samuel asked him, what have you done?
那扫罗就解释原因为什么他这样做。
So Saul explained himself.
那到了十三节哈。
If you look at verse 13,
扫罗对撒母耳说：“你做了糊涂的事，没有遵守神所吩咐你的命令。”
He said, "You have done a foolish thing. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord."
那这个糊涂事是什么
？And what is this foolish matter?
就是献祭。
That is, he made an offering.
那献祭不是好事吗
？Isn't an offering a good thing?
献祭是撒母耳的事。
The offering is something that Samuel was to do.
是祭司的事。
It was the work of the priest.
先知的事。
Of the prophet.
但是扫罗他是王。
But Saul was the king.
他看到百姓离开，他就献祭。
When he saw the people were departing from him, he made this offering.
所以他这样做叫做糊涂事。
And because he had done this, he was called, this was called a foolish act.
为什么？
Yeah. Why?
因为这不是神要叫他做的。
Because this is not what God wanted him to do.
所以虽然扫罗当王，其实这个国度里面还有另外一个王。
So even though Saul was king, there was another king in this nation.
那个王就是天上的神。
And that was the heavenly father.
所以当扫罗在做任何一个事情，他必须要尊重天上的神。
So no matter what Saul was to do, he needed to respect the God in heaven.
那他的王位就可以稳固。
And then he would be able to establish his throne.
好，我们看十四节十三章十四节。
If you look at chapter 13, verse 14, verse 14, but now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you.
所以他做王没有多久，神已经不要他了。
So not long after he was king, God no longer wanted him.
为什么？
Why?
没有遵守神所吩咐的。
Because he did not keep what God had commanded him.
所以神就找另外一个人要来代替他。
So God sought after another person to replace him.
十四节。
Verse 14.
已经寻到一个合他心意的人。
He found a man after his own heart.
那使徒行传说他是凡事要遵行神的旨意。
And in Acts it says that he was to keep God's commandments in all things.
这就是大卫。
And that is David.
所以我们在神面前在服侍神。
So when we are serving before the Lord.
如果我们一直能够一直服侍到我们死为止。
If we serve until we die.
这是极大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
为什么？
Why?
因为神接纳我们的侍奉。
Because God has accepted our offering.
我们才能够站在他面前服侍他。
And that is why we are able to stand before him to serve him.
那要神接纳我们的侍奉，有一个先决条件。
And there's a requirement for God to accept our servitude.
要尊重神是我们的主，是我们的王。
That we must respect him as our king, as our Lord.
那要凡事照着神的旨意来行。
And all things we should do according to his will.
那这样我们才能够服侍到底。
Only then can we serve till the end.
所以在这里我们可以看到扫罗做以色列百姓的王这个王位一旦落到他身上我们就看到人的软弱缺点就跑出来。
Here when Saul was king, we saw that when this title came upon him, we saw his weakness.
所以有时候我们自己也不认识我们自己的灵性在哪里。
A lot of times you do not know where our spirituality is.
但是当一个教会的工作交在我们身上
，But after we in charge of a church holy work，
有时候我们自己如果有很敏锐的心，我们自己都可以看到我们自己有很多的缺点。
Then we can see our own weaknesses in our heart。
那有时候别人也可以很明显看到我们的缺点。
And often other people can also see our weaknesses very clearly。
所以为什么《使徒行传》里面在讲教会要选立用的人，必须有好名声。
And that is why in Acts it says when they were choosing people to be used in the church, they must have a good name。
这个好名声是英文叫 earn 是赚来的。
And this is earned。
圣经说不要叫人小看你年轻。
And the Bible says, "Do not let others look down on you because of your youth."
所以有时候年纪轻啊，讲话人不容易听啊。
When you're young, many times people may not listen to you.
但是要在言语、行为、爱心、信心上有榜样。
But setting example in speech and conduct and faith and love.
有榜样就是有实际的表现。
Setting example means that you show this.
那别人就看到年纪虽然很轻，但是生活确实有榜样。
So people will see that even though you're young in age, you set an example in your life.
那这样就有人就会尊重。
And then people will respect you.
那这个尊重就是我们去赚来的。
And this is earned.
所以需要有好名声。
So you must have a good reputation.
那要在我们服事当中没有重大的错误，就是要不断去查验神的旨意。
To not run into great errors in our servitude, that means we must often seek the will of God.
所以在用人的过程当中，又必须是智慧充足。
So when we're using people, we must find people who are full of wisdom.
这个智慧啊，不是世界上的这种聪明。
This is not earthly wisdom.
这个智慧是认识神的旨意的智慧。
But rather wisdom in knowing the will of God.
是上头来的智慧。
And it is from above.
是事情办完之后。大家都能够同心和睦。
It is that after you have taken care of a matter, all are in peace and harmony.
这个需要有上头来的智慧。
So this is the heavenly wisdom.
那我们做的才会蒙神喜悦，让教会得造就。
So all you do may edify the church and be pleasing to God.
所以我们在扫罗的身上可以看到这个职分一降下来，就发现问题这马上就跑出来。
So from Saul, we can see that once he earned this title, there were problems that arised.
那我们现在来看到了十五章。
If you look at chapter 15.
到了十五章就可以看到后来神真的不用他，是发生在十五章。
So what happened in chapter 15 led to God not using him?
那在十五章里面，神交代他一件工作。
In chapter 15, God entrusted him with one work.
好，我们看十五章的第二节到第三节。
If you look at chapter 15, verse 2 to 3, verse 2, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he ambushed him on the way when he came up from Egypt. Verse 3, Now go and attack Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey.
如果我们单纯从字面来看好像神很残忍。
If you look at the words alone, we see that we might think that God is very cruel.
第一个，亚玛利人不可怜恤。
And first, because they were not able to keep any of the Amalekites.
男女孩童吃奶，全部都要杀掉。
All of them were not spared, man, woman, infant, nursing child.
牛羊骆驼驴全部要杀掉。
All of them were to be killed, the ox, the sheep, the camel, and donkey.
如果这样做就是灭种了，已经以后就没有亚玛利人了。
And this is to destroy the whole race. From then on out, there will be no Amalekites.
那我们要了解这个事实，必须从信仰的观点来看。
But we must understand this situation from our faith.
以色列百姓是神的选民。
The Israelites are the chosen people of God.
圣经说神看顾他，好像看顾眼中的瞳人。
And so God said that God looked after them as if the apple of His eye.
他是不列在万民当中的民。
And then they were the ones that were chosen out of all the people in the world.
他是独居之民。
And they are the only ones.
他是敬拜独一之神、真神的人。
And they are people who worship the one true God.
那神要让他们承受牛奶与蜜之地。
And God wanted to give them the land flowing with milk and
honey. 那亚玛利人所做的就是要把以色列人杀掉，灭种。
And the Amalekites, they wanted to destroy the Israelites.
那这个亚玛利人就是以扫的后代。
The Amalekites are actually the descendants of Esau.
那以扫就代表情欲。
And Esau represents their desires.
所以以色列百姓如果没有把亚玛利人杀掉，亚玛利人就要把他们杀掉。
So if the Israelites were not to destroy the Amalekites would destroy the Israelites.
所以为什么神说你要把他们全部都灭掉？
That is why God told them to destroy all the Amalekites.
今天如果我们不把情欲灭掉，情欲就把我们灭掉。
Today if we do not destroy our desires, then our desires will destroy us.
所以神就把这个工作交代给扫罗。
So God entrusted this matter to Saul.
好，那这个工作交代之前呢，神先讲清楚他跟扫罗的关系。
And before he entrusted this matter to Saul, he very clearly stated his relationship to Saul.
看第一节。
If we look at verse 1, Samuel also said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore heed the voice of the words of the Lord."
好，说神差遣我高你为王，治理以色列百姓。
He has anointed you king over his people, over Israel.
所以你是万人之上，因为你是王。
And you are king over all the people.
但是你要听从神的话。
But you must heed the voice of the words of God.
在你的上面不是没有人，在你的上面还有一个王，是神。
It is not to say that there is no one above him, there is God.
所以这个关系位置先讲清楚。
And so first he was very clear on his relationship.
所以有时候我们在服侍神。
So sometimes when we serve God,
我们常常忘记了我们上面有一个王。
We often forget that we have a king above us.
我们是仆人，我们在服侍他。
We are servant, we are serving him.
所以这里特别讲清楚，你上面有一个王。
So it clearly tells us here that above us there is a king.
好，那现在关系讲清楚了，命令下达了。
So now the relationship is clear, he gave him this decree.
好，那第四节开始，扫罗，你看他怎么做。
So starting from verse 4, let's see what Saul did.
好。
Verse 4. So
Saul, 我们看第七节。
Verse 7. Verse 7, and Saul attacked the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Shur, which is east of Egypt.
第八节。
Verse 8, he also took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword.
第九节。
Verse 9, but Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them, but everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed.
他只执行部分神的命令。
So he only did part of the commandment of God.
然后用个人的喜好来取代另外一部分神的命令。
And he was able to choose what he pleased in keeping the commandment.
就是保留了亚甲王。
And that was in keeping the king Agag.
然后把上好的牛羊、牛犊、美物都把它留下来。
And also the best of the sheep and the oxen.
那这样做的话当然就触犯了他上面那一个王，因为跟上面那个王要他做的不一样。
So when he did this, it was different from what the king above him wanted him to do.
所以我们看十一节。
So if you look at verse 11, I greatly regret that I have set up Saul as king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. And agrees Samuel, and he cried out to the Lord all night.
这样，神就告诉撒母耳，他说，立扫罗为王后悔了。
So the Lord said to Samuel that he regretted making Saul the king.
那到十三节。
If we look at verse 13.
撒母耳到扫罗那里扫罗说，我已经遵守神的命令了。
So when Samuel went to Saul, Saul said that he had kept the commandment of God.
事实上是一部分的，不是全部。
But he only kept part of it and not all of it.
那等撒母耳告诉扫罗有关神向他显指示的话。
So when Samuel told Saul about what God had told him.
那现在扫罗就解释了。
Then Saul tried to explain.
我们看十九节经读。
Verse 19. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you stoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord?
20.
Verse 20. And Saul said to Samuel, But I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites.
21.
Verse 21, but the people took of the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal.
好，所以他现在回答就是要保留一部最好的来献给神。
So his answer was that he would keep the best of the plunder to offer to God.
然后留下亚玛利王。
And also keep the king of the Amalekites.
虽然看起来是好的。
Even though from the surface it looked like it was good.
他要献给神啊。
He was going to sacrifice this to the Lord.
但是他这样做本身是违抗神的旨意。
But by doing so, he was going against the commandment of God.
所以到二十二节，我们就二十三节啊，就常常听到非常熟悉的圣经节。
So from verse 22 to verse 23, we are very familiar with this verse.
听命胜于献祭。
It says to obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And to heed than the fat of rams.
所以神要人最重要不是献祭，是听命。
So most important, God does not want the sacrifice, but to obey.
然后顺从。
And to heed.
那这个听命跟顺从就是表示我没有我的存在。
So to obey and to heed means that there is no existence of self.
就是主耶稣讲舍己来跟他。
And that is to give up yourself to follow him.
这个叫做忠心。
This is what it means to be faithful.
所以忠心不只是说尽我们最大的能力把事情做好。
So being faithful does not mean that you use the best of your ability to complete a task.
忠心是指着说照神的意思把事情做完。
But rather you complete the task according to the will and commandment of God.
所以有时候我们的忠心没话可讲，已经投入我所有都进去了。
Sometimes it is true we are very faithful. We have dedicated all.
但是从另外一方面看，我们的忠心又好像有一点问题。
But from another aspect, it seems like there is something wrong with our faithfulness.
因为我们用自己的喜好取代了一部分神的旨意。
Because we have used our own will to replace part of God's commandment.
那听命胜于献祭。
And to obey is better than sacrifice.
所以从心里面顺从神的旨意啊，这个超过我们在外表上的忠心。
So to obey from a heart, this is even better than from outwardly our faithfulness to worship.
23节.
Verse 23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king.
22节是讲正面哦，听命胜于顺祭，顺从胜于公羊自由。
And so verse 22 talks about the positive it.Positive, obey is better than sacrifice. To heed is better than the fat of rams.
那二十三节是从负面来看，那如果不做又怎么一回事
？And from verse 23, this is the negative. If you do not do so, what will happen to you?
悖逆就是不听命啊，它跟行邪术罪一样，那就很严重了。
Rebellion, which means not to listen, is as the sin of witchcraft. It is very severe.
那顽梗的罪跟拜偶像啊。拜虚神偶像最相同，这也很严重。
And it is also very severe when it says that stubbornness is as idolatry.
可见悖逆跟顽梗就是厌弃神的命令。
And so rebellion and stubbornness is to go against the commandment of God.
就是没有把神当一回事。
And that means that you do not see God as anything.
那神也厌弃你做王。
And so God also has rejected you as king.
所以他的侍奉就结束了。
And so this ends the sacrifice.
就是，不是没有去打，而没有照神的心意去做。
And it is not that you did not do it, but you did not do it according to God's will.
好，那我们再看扫罗的后悔改。
And so let us see Saul's repentance.
三十节。
Verse 30. Then he said, I have sinned. You honor me now, please, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and return with me that I may worship the Lord your God.
这里扫罗虽然有后悔啊，但是他说我有罪的。
Even though Saul regretted this and said he had sinned.
求你在百姓和长老面前抬举我。
But he wanted to be honored before the people and before the elders.
那这个就跟大卫在诗篇五十一篇的悔改就差很多了。
And this is very different from David's repentance in Psalm 51.
大卫的悔改是撕裂心肠。
And when David repented, he tore his heart.
是不要面子的。
And he did not save any face.
承认他是罪人。
And he acknowledged he was a sinner.
但扫罗的悔改。
But Saul's repentance.
求你在长老以色列面前抬举我。
He wanted to be honored before the elders.
那这个悔改就是表面的。
So this repentance was on the surface level.
所以扫罗的侍奉就结束了。
And so this ended Saul's servitude.
这就是第一个王的结束。
This is the end of the first king.
那接下去就进入大卫。
And then we enter David's time.
那大卫我们就看到很多很好的榜样。
And we see that David set many good examples.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
Two hundred twenty-six.